We're going to start from the bottom of Tzadi Tes Amid Beis, six lines from the bottom. So the Gemara is going back on a comment from the Mishnah. The Gemara asks, "Uve erev Shabbos samuch lemincha shari." So there was an inference that the Gemara is making from the Mishnah, because the Mishnah told us that a person is not permitted to eat samuch lemincha on erev Pesach, implying that that restriction of not eating is limited to erev Pesach, but does not apply to erev Shabbos. And the Gemara now questions that: is that really true that you're allowed to eat on erev Shabbos around mincha time? V'hasanya lo yochal adam be'erev Shabbos v'yamim tovim mitesha sha'osu lamala kedei sheikanis l'Shabbos kishu taiva divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosi omer ochel v'holech ad shetechshach. So the Braisa presents a machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi as to whether there is an isser to eat on erev Shabbos. According to Rabbi Yehuda, he thinks erev Shabbos is the same from 9 hours and on. In other words, from about from the time of mincha ketana and onwards, you're no longer allowed to eat on erev Shabbos in order that you enter Shabbos with an appetite. Rabbi Yosi disagrees. Rabbi Yosi says, no, you can keep on eating all the way up until Shabbos begins. So the question is, presumably, as we'll see in the Gemara, we seem to pass on like Rabbi Yosi. So the question is, how could our Mishnah imply that there's only an Isser to eat on Erev Pesach and not on Erev Shabbos? So the Gemara says, no. Amar Mar Zutra man lema landa mitaretzti, dilma mishabeshti. Who says that this Braisa is authoritative? Not every Braisa that was taught necessarily had the same impact or the same authority as other Braisa. So just because the Braisa said it doesn't necessarily mean that it's actually accurate. So the Gemara says, no, it's not true. Amar le merim rav yitim rav yemar, ana ikla ilu pirke de rav pinchas brei de rav ami, vikam tana vasani kam mevi kibla mine. I went to a shir, and one of these students who knew all the brisos baal peh got up and cited the brisa, and no one questioned it. So you see that this brisa is in fact authoritative. So the Gemara says, ihachi kashya. So if that's the case, then we have a contradiction between the brisa and the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, you're right, ala mechvarta kid de rav huna. Therefore, you have to go back to the earlier answer in the Gemara on yesterday's daf of rav huna, where rav huna said that enachanami, that the Mishnah is only necessary according to Rabbi Yosi, because in other words, Rabbi Yosi was the one who just told us that you are permitted to eat on Erev Shabbos all the way up until Shabbos begins. So the Chiddush of the Mishnah is only according to Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi is the one who says that there's a unique halach on Erev Pesach that you're not allowed to eat after 9 hours, but on a regular Erev Shabbos, Rabbi Yosi says that it's permissible. So now the Gemara questions that further. The Gemara says, "Uga Rav Huna minecha? Is it really make sense even according to Rav Huna?" Rabbi Avoham, Rabbi Yosi, Bar Rabbi Chanina. Halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda be'erev haPesach, v'halacha k'Rabbi Yosi be'erev Shabbos. Halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda be'erev haPesach mechlal depolag Rabbi Yosi b'Shavayu. So the Gemara infers from the statement that says that we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda on erev Pesach. What does that sound like? It sounds like Rabbi Yosi disagrees. It sounds like Rabbi Yosi himself holds that even on erev Pesach you're allowed to keep eating all the way up until Pesach begins. But that's against the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, no, it's not true. Halacha mechlal depligi b'hasaka. Tisanya mafsikin l'Shabbosos div. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi Omer in Mavsikin. The Gemara says that the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi is not about whether you're allowed to start. Everyone agrees that you're not allowed to start eating on Erev Pesach after a certain point. The question is, what if you already started eating beforehand at a time when it was mutter to eat? Are you now required to stop eating? That's the machlokas. According to Rabbi Yehuda, once the Zman Isra kicks in on Erev Pesach, you must stop eating. Whereas according to Rabbi Yosi, he says if you started at a time when it was permissible to eat, you can continue eating even past the Zman Isra. These Amoraim were eating together in Akko. V'kide shalem ayom, and Shabbos began in the middle of their meal. So Amar le Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel to Rabbi Yosi, "B'Rabbi, Ritzoncha nafsek v'nechosh ledivri Yehuda chaveirenu." So Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel turns to Rabbi Yosi and asks him, "Should we stop the meal, make kiddush, in order to be concerned for the opinion of your colleague Rabbi Yehuda, who says that you have to stop eating?" So Amar lo. So Rabbi Yosi turns back to Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel and says, "B'chol yom v'yomata mech." Citing the pasuk we just read from Megillah Esther, he says, usually you pasken like me over Rabbi Yehuda, and now all of a sudden you're going to turn on me and follow Rabbi Yehuda. He says, are you going to capture the queen when I'm in the house? He says, I'm right here, and you're paskening against me. He says, no. He says, we have to make sure that we follow my psak. So Amar Le Imkein Lo Nasik Shemayiru Atalmidim VeYikvu Alach LaDoros Amru Lo. In fact, the Gemara says that that Rabbi Yosi was so concerned that the students would be watching them and would come to an incorrect conclusion in halacha that he insisted that they stay there and keep on eating all the way until after Shabbos had really started. So this way, everyone would realize that we actually paskin like Rabbi Yosi and not like Rabbi Yehuda.
Okay. Then the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, in halacha lo k'Rabbi Yehuda v'lo k'Rabbi Yosi, ela poreis mapu mekadesh. Now the Gemara comes with this middle ground opinion and says that we don't follow either of these shittas. We don't follow Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Yosi, but rather what you do is, if you're eating a meal and Shabbos is about to start, you have to do what's called poreis mapu mekadesh, which means you spread a tablecloth over the table, you make kiddush, and then you go back to eating. So the Gemara says, Ini, is that really true? V'hamar Rav Tachlifa bar Avdimi, Amar Shmuel, k'shem shemafsikin lekiddush, kach mafsikin lehavdalah, may mafsikin lav la'akira shulchan. Lola Mapa. So the Gemara has a Hava Amina, that when the Gemara says that just as you have to stop your meal to recite Kiddush, so too you have to stop your meal for Havdalah. So the Gemara thinks that what that means is that you have to actually remove the table, you have to really end your meal and then start a new meal over again. The Gemara says, no, it's not true. All the Gemara meant to say was, is that you simply can spread a tablecloth on top of the table, on top of the food, make Kiddush, and then go back to eating your meal. Then the Gemara says, Rabba Barav Huna Ikla Levei Reish Galusa. Rabba went to the house of the Reish Galusa. Aisu Taku Kame, Paras Mapa. The Kiddush. They brought out a table of food in front of him. He spread a tablecloth over it, made Kiddush, and then he went back to eating. Tanya Nami Hachi, Shavin She'in Mevi'en Es HaShulchan Ala Imkin Kiddush, V'imhevi Poreis Mapa U'mekadish. So now the Gemara cites a Braisa which says that everyone agrees that you don't bring the table out in front of a person unless you first made Kiddush. If you did bring the table out, then again, you have to do Poreis Mapa. You have to spread a tablecloth over it and then recite Kiddush. So the Gemara explains, Tani Chada Shavin She'in Maschilin, V'sani Idach Shavin She'in Maschilin. There was two different versions, or two different Braisa, as to whether Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Yossi were agreeing on this point. In other words, in the first brace, the first version says that everyone agrees that you're not allowed to start a meal after that point on Erev Shabbos, whereas the other brace says that everyone says, no, that you are allowed to start the meal. So the Gemara says, what's the case here? Bishlama hadesan yeshavin she'in maschila mishkachas la be'erev ha-pesach. So the brace that says that both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi agree that you're not allowed to start eating, that makes sense, that's Erev Pesach. On Erev Pesach, even Rabbi Yossi agrees that you're not allowed to start eating after 9 hours, but elo hadesan yeshavin she'maschilin emas. Name of the Erev Shabbos HaMiflag Pligit. But the question is, the other Braisa that says that everyone agrees that you are allowed to start eating, so when is that? If that's talking about a regular Erev Shabbos, so that was exactly the Machlokas we had earlier in the Gemara. That was the Machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. How could the Braisa say that everyone agrees that you're allowed to start eating on Erev Shabbos? So the Gemara says, you're right. Yeah, yeah.
Is the definition of a meal hamotzi?
That's a good question. That's a good question. The Gemara's going to talk about that a little bit later on. We're going to get to that later. Yeah, yeah. The Gemara's going to discuss what the definition of a meal is, but for right now, we're just trying to figure out whether you're allowed to be eating a meal in the first place. We're going to get to that later. Okay, so the Gemara says, Lokasha, kan kodim tisha kan liachar tisha. Gemara says, no, there is a very simple resolution to this apparent contradiction, which is, when you start eating prior to the ninth hour on Erev Shabbos, then even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that, of course, it's permissible to eat a meal. Okay, and the Gemara says, Osa b'nei adam shekitchu b'veis ha-kineses, Amar Ravi de yayin lo yatsu yidei kiddush yatsu, Ushmuel amar afi de kiddush lo yatsu. So the Gemara says, those people who recite kiddush in shul, so Rav says they don't fulfill their obligation of yayin, of borei pri agafen. What does that mean? That means that when you go back home, you have to make a new borei pri agafen. The borei pri agafen you made in shul does not cover the borei pri agafen that you need to say at home. However, according to Rav, you have satisfied your obligation of kiddush. In other words, the bracha that we say for kiddush for Shabbos and Yontif has been fulfilled. Whereas according to Shmuel, even the bracha of kiddush has not been satisfied. So the question, of course, is now Ela LaRav Ulamalila Kadusha Bevesi. So according to Rav, if you've already been yotze your obligation of kiddush, why do you have to make kiddush again at home? So the Gemara says Lahotzi Banav Uvnevei. So you make kiddush in order to fulfill the obligation of your family. Ushmuel lemalila kadusha bevei kiddush. According to Shmuel, why do you bother making kiddush in shul in the first place? If you're not yotze anything anyway, then why bother making kiddush in shul? So the Gemara says laafuke orchem midechovasa and daachlu veshasu veganu bevei kiddush. The famous idea in the Gemara, right, that because there were people who used to sleep and eat and drink in the shul, the kiddush was really for them. So again, this is a whole discussion in Basman Hazeh about whether we should still be saying kiddush in shul on Friday night if people don't sleep in the shul anymore. So again, that's a discussion in the Rishonim and the Poskim about whether or not we should be doing that. But lemaisa, in the times of the Gemara, people were sleeping in the shul, so for them it was necessary to make kiddush. But according to Shmuel, it has absolutely no bearing on a person who's sleeping at home. That kiddush you say in shul has absolutely nothing to do with the kiddush you're going to say later, and they still have to recite kiddush when they get back home.
I'm a rabbi. How come they didn't say
okay, that's the next line of the Gemara. The Gemara says, the Gemara says, the Gemara says that is exactly Shmuel's opinion. Again, we're going to spend the next daf or two talking about this idea. This is Shmuel holds that you have to recite kiddush b'makom suda. So if you're eating at home and not in the shul, the kiddush you say in the shul is not going to be effective. So the Gemara says, sover mina hanimili mi bias levayis avol mi makom l'makom mechad beisalo. So Shmuel's students thought that what he meant to to say was, is that this idea of Kiddush B'Makom Suda means that if you go from one house to another house, then the Kiddush is not going to work. You have to make a new Kiddush in the new house. But if I go from one room to another room within the same house, perhaps the Kiddush I made in one room will still suffice for the Kiddush in the other room, to which the Gemara says, no. Amar Lehu Rav Anan Bar Tachlifa Zimnin Sagiyin Hava Ka'im Nekamei Dishmuel V'Nachis Mi'egrol Yarav Adam Mekadesh. It's not true. In other words, the Gemara says that Rav Anan Bar Tachlifa said that one time he was standing in front of Shmuel, and Shmuel went from the attic to the ground floor, and he made Kiddush again, even though it was in the same house. So you see that according to him, Kiddush B'Makom Suda it has an impact even from one room to another within the same house.